Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, where we focus on health, wellness, and overcoming all types of addictions. You're in the right place if you're a mom, dad, friend, sibling, or caregiver who has a loved one who is or was struggling with an eating disorder or any other kind of addiction. In a time when everything seems heavy, I'm here to bring you a real yet lighthearted take on what the heck we are all supposed to do with our lives while we care for our loved ones who are struggling. One thing holds true throughout it all. You can't juggle the chaos without smiling, at least a little bit. So there she goes. It's Moira Gorski checking in. One of my checking in where I'm at recordings. And it's just an interesting, somber day. I just dropped my daughter off at the airport, and she's going to be going to yet another treatment facility to try to combat and kick out and get over this awful, insidious eating disorder that she has had and that has plagued her for the last 6 years. And, you know, so many things that are going through my head right now as I'm sitting in the parking lot of O'Hare Airport. I'm just so sad for her, and to see that she's so trapped in this awful eating disorder. And yet, you know, she came home last Monday from her last treatment facility, and we figured that as things were going along, she would be admitted like the next day or two to a new facility. And it didn't work out for different various reasons. So she spent the week talking with other facilities and trying to figure out the next best step, and decided on a place that she's heading to now. And so she's been home for the week. And as much as she, you know, if you have children, loved ones that have suffered from an eating disorder, you know that they don't always look good. My daughter has anorexia, and she does not look good. She looks sick and she looks ill. And yet it was so great to have her home. It was so great to have her, because she hasn't been home for any significant amount of time in the last year. And so it was nice to have her home. It was nice to have conversations with her. It was tough to see her struggle, and it told us all that she still is deep in this. But it was so nice to have her home, to talk with her, to have, you know, her laughing, to have her talking with my kids, to have her talking with me, to telling me that she had a great conversation with her dad. Just all of those things really filled my soul and are making me feel like, you know, it's okay. You know, this week, I don't know, I just think that that's what I continue to think about, that it is going to be okay. And I've learned over these years to rely on a higher power that has control over the situation. And as I haven't heard from her yet, because she hasn't texted me that she's gotten to the terminal, I know that someone greater than myself is watching over her, and I need to learn to continue to surrender to that. And I was reminded again last night as we sat down for dinner as a family. During this pandemic, one of the things that I did start is that I started Sunday night dinners. And it's a requirement. It's non-negotiable. You have to be at home for Sunday night dinner. I have two boys at home now, and young adults, or 23 and 17-year-old right now, are at home. And so I started that soon into the pandemic, because, you know, we're all on different schedules, and we work and we have school and different activities. And but I said, on Sunday nights, we got to sit down for dinner. Butts in the seat, phones off, no profanity. And then we will eat together, and I'll make dinner. One night we did go out for dinner because I was just so busy, and my husband was in charge, and he said, we're going to go out to dinner. So that was fine. But then what we do is we share our highs and lows of the week. And who's ever there, be it just our family or a friend or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, they've got to share their highs and lows too. So we continue to do this. And last night was really a blessing. Again, my daughter was there, my two sons, and then one of my son's girlfriends. And we had to sit in the dining room because we needed a little bit larger table. And that was really cool. And we all sat together and we shared a meal and we talked about our highs and lows. And it was really, really comforting. And just to hear that everybody's, you know, Anna said that her high was being home for the week. I had told her earlier in the day that I was really glad that she was home and that it was that I liked her being home. Didn't like her struggling and being in pain, but I liked her being home. My husband said that too, that his high of the week was her being home, and everybody else nodded their head. And I was reminded that there is this thing called impermanence. That not everything is permanent. And as there are days that are really crappy and there's days that are really good and there's days like today where I feel like crying and feel like, when is this going to be over? The fact is, what gives me hope is that there is impermanence. Things change. And as we've had difficult times sitting around the table, even during the pandemic, even when my daughter wasn't there, but the rest of us were there, they haven't been all peaches and cream. There's been nights that we haven't talked and people haven't shared. And yet, that doesn't stay the same, right? It doesn't stay permanent. There is place for change. There is place for improvement. There's just place for things to be different. And I'm really encouraged by that. And I want to share that with you today in case that's what you need to hear today. Because I know in the midst of eating disorders, addictions, watching others around us struggle, it is so difficult to feel like there's still a place to hold on to for hope. And honestly, there's some days that I just have a hard time holding on to hope that everything will be okay and that my daughter will recover and that she will step into recovery and embrace it and say goodbye to Ed and all of that stuff. And yet, again, on a day like today, I sit in a space of, okay, it's not permanent. The blessings of today are that our insurance continues to pay. Thank the Lord. And that I didn't get stuck in traffic, and then I got my daughter to the airport on time, and she's going to get on her flight on time. And she set up with me. She told me that she said, I'd like to go on myself. I was going to take her down to the terminal and sit with her until she got on the plane, see if I could get that approved. And she said, you know what? I would like to do that myself. And I'd like to set up the accountability. And she did. And I'm trusting her in that she has people that she's calling, she has people that she's texting, and she has podcasts that she's listening to while she's waiting for her flight. And so I let her go, and I know that this next journey, I'm going to trust it, and I'm going to continue to get up in the morning, and I'm going to say my prayers, and I'm going to think of my daughter, and think of her as she's well. Because, again, that's another thing that I've learned that I wanted to share, that, you know, I don't always understand how it works, but I do believe that it does. If we can, you know, because when I set goals for my business and for my life, you know, they say talk about as it already is. And so I think about that when I think about my daughter. Even though it's hard, I think about her, of how well she is and how well she's doing in the world and how much she's contributing and how much she loves herself. And I think about that in the mornings and throughout the day as I think about her. I think about as it already is. And that gives me hope that as I send that energy out into the world and towards her, that she will continue to get better. And again, the angels are guiding, the angels are watching over, and it's okay for me to let go. And it's okay for me to trust that, that this is her journey coupled with us, right? Because she's my daughter, but it is her journey of life. And as much as it's not what she signed up for, it's not what I signed up for, or our family, it is what it is. And I continue to say it's her journey. And what can I do? I can take care of myself in my journey. You know, I'll leave you with that's really something that I continue to learn, is that in the midst of this, when my stomach kind of hurts and I feel like I might cry, is that I continue to take care of myself. I reach out for help. I do the things that I do that I've learned that can really take care of me. and continue to do that. So that's my short little podcast for today, for checking in that one more time, there she goes. And one more time, I continue to pray that this program will work and that it will speak to her and she'll find the power inside of her to love herself to the point that she gets rid of her eating disorder. And as my husband would say, that the image in the rearview mirror gets farther and farther away. So blessings to you. I appreciate you listening. I hope that you get some value from this. I just appreciate you listening to me going through my journey of juggling this chaos of recovery, because boy, it is a juggling act. And in the midst of it, there is joy, there is hope, and there is that idea of impermanence that can lead us to a place, again, of hope and love and freedom. So thanks everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you hear, please leave me a 5-star review. Share this podcast with others and make sure you hit the subscribe button. Come on over to Facebook too. We have a great Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast tribe group, and we'd love to welcome you there. Now, do you have a story to share or know someone that does? Please connect with me. You'll find the link in the show notes, and I'd love to hear from you, hear your story, and feature you on one of the upcoming podcast episodes. And perhaps you are ready to find your way back to you. You'd like to reclaim your health in your life. Send me an email, connect with me, simply moira@gorskywellness.com, or jump over to Instagram and connect with me there as Green Gorski, or you can also find me on Facebook. I'll connect with you and just show you some simple steps and show you a way to reclaim your life and your health today. Thanks for listening. Until next time.